I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Gail Christofferson. She has a degree in visual communications and marketing from BGSU, and for many years worked in advertising, graphics, and the PR world. That all changed, though, when she took an art class.
It's been a journey. I tried a stained glass class, and I really fell in love with the tactical quality of glass. And of course, graphics was all on computers. And so I had gotten away from that tactical quality of art. And I did stained glass for a while and had lots of scrap glass and decided, oh, I'm going to use this to mosaic. And once I started mosaicking, I found really my path. And I went on to start at the very, very lowest level. I started with stepping stones with Girl Scouts, and then I moved on to latchkey programs, then I moved on to parks and rec programs, and then teaching adults, and all the while I was selling some of my own pieces while I was teaching. And I did that for about 10 years and then eventually got a large-scale mural with the school district that I was doing their PR and their graphics. And once that started, I one thing led to another, and I've been doing large-scale murals for about the last 10 years.
These murals can be found in New York, New Mexico, and of course locally here in Toledo. The two most recent are a part of a series called Shattering Stigma. The first is called The Faces of Mental Illness. It's located just off Adams Street. It features the portraits of individuals who have suffered from mental illness, like Abraham Lincoln or Vincent van Gogh. The second is called The Facts of Mental Illness, and it features mirrored bars, which represent the 1 in 25 people experiencing a serious mental illness each year. That one's located on North St. Clair Street. It is Gail's hope that the audience will discover the connection between the message and her artwork within these murals.
My studio is my safe place. It's my place that I definitely find that I can use it to be healthy mentally also. Because I have a daughter that suffers from mental illness and I can't control her well-being always. Thankfully right now she's very healthy, but it really taught me that what can I control? And what I can control is bringing that message through my art. So that's how I started on those projects, is I could control that.
Another thing that challenged Gail's perception of what she can and cannot control was the year 2020, especially as half of Gail's projects are community-based projects, and that she will organize the murals and the mosaics, but when it comes to the arrangement and the installation of the art, she reaches out to the community so they can build it together. 2020 got in the way of that, obviously. But the one thing that helped her keep things in perspective, not only for 2020, but for the last 10 years of her work as an artist, was the Serenity Prayer. A prayer that goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I'm somewhat of a control. I like things in control and in order. And sometimes life just doesn't present itself that way. And I've had to learn how to let go of that control. And so the Serenity Prayer, you know, basically is about knowing the difference, is what can you control? What can you change or control? And what do you need to let go of because you can't? And sometimes that's a really hard thing to see in yourself, especially. I think it's about recognizing in yourself what you can and can't control, and how can you control something and make a difference, I guess. For me, it's about making a difference in this world and in my family.
Gail also hopes to make a difference within the community with other artists, especially for the people who may not know that they're artists just yet.
Trying new things and not being afraid of failure, try it. Maybe write a poem, read it to somebody, or keep it to yourself, or try a drawing class, or try gardening. Gardening is very creative and can be. I think people don't give themselves the chance to be creative because they're afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Try it. Try something, anything. And like I said, the programs that I am able to work with that give other people that opportunity anytime that anyone can have a moment to create. And I think everyone is creative. They just might not have tapped into that creative. And that certainly was my story, is everybody has a creative way to express themselves. They may just not know whether it's poetry or art or gardening everybody has it in them. And I think that release can create just such a beautiful space in your world and your own life and hopefully in other people's.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.